Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 65 of Blissin' Up. So today is the last Sunday of the month. And if you've been here a while, then you probably already know what that means. But if you are brand new to this podcast or this is your very first episode, welcome. You are in for a treat today. Today is the day that we get to reflect, reset, and realign with the month, the year, and the season that we are living. You see, this is my Live with Intention framework day, where we get to notice what happened in the previous month. We get to name the new month with a new intention, a new energy, a new focus, and we get to spend the month nurturing that new theme and that new intention that we have declared on this beautiful day. I love this practice. This is one of the most grounding rituals that I have created in my life. It allows me to continue each month designing and creating a life that sparks bliss. And that is what I want for you. Okay, so let's get started with noticing what happened in July. July's theme and for the Blissin' Up Collective was Enjoy July. Now, for those of you who love a good alliteration, naming the J months is a little tough. I'm not going to lie, because finding alliteration is not always easy. But enjoy was really fun because even though it wasn't a true alliteration, the joy in July made it kind of fun and special. But it wasn't just about joy. It was about enjoying what the month was, enjoying the summer season. It was a beautiful, wonderful time of the month. And now we get to wrap it up. Now, the first part in noticing is looking at what worked in July, right? This is another term for this is called success filing. What went well? What were the wins that you had, the successes that you had in the month? One of the ways that you practice this is really simple. Go through your calendar and look at all the things that you did in the month. Go through your phone and look at your camera roll and, you know, take a little trip down July's memory lane and see what this month represented for you. What did you enjoy in the month? And how did you nurture the enjoy theme? Now, for me, I had a couple things that I enjoyed, which I'll share with you. One was I enjoyed watching a new series called Stick. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's the producer from Ted Lasso also produced Stick, which I want to say is Roy Kent from Ted Lasso, but I'm not 100% sure. But it is just such a feel-good, incredible show. It's with Owen Wilson. I loved it. I was totally obsessed. And it was one of those family shows that I got to watch with my husband and my kid. We love Ted Lasso, so we loved Stick. It was a great show. If you haven't watched it, I highly encourage you to turn it on. It brought me a lot of joy. Now, the thing about watching series with my family is one of the ways that we connect is through watching these like little feel-good series. It's something that we enjoy doing as a family where my husband is a big TV watcher and I'm not. But whenever we get a good show that we can enjoy together, we take advantage of it because it's a good time to spend together and then we can talk about the show and we relate to the characters. It's awesome. So that was fun in July. Another thing I enjoyed this month, and I talked about it in one of my earlier episodes, was I really wanted to work on my systems in my business and in my life. It all started with a podcast episode that I had listened to, and then it prompted me to go down this rabbit hole, and I started reading this book called Buy Back Your Time with Dan Martell, and I finally finished reading the book. So I enjoyed in July having access to the book, reading the book, implementing some of the strategies in the book. It was really great. And it actually makes me laugh because, okay, I'm going to share with you this story. It's a little bit cheesy, but I'm going to go ahead and share with you. So this past weekend, I got together with a couple of friends of ours, and we surprised my soul sister, Betsy, for her birthday. She was spending the week in Sarasota with her family, and we wanted to give her a special birthday surprise by showing up in Sarasota and crashing her family party and taking her out to dinner on her birthday and all this kind of stuff. So we did. We showed up and we had this beautiful weekend. And on the second night that we were there, we were all hanging out in the house after dinner and all that kind of stuff. And we had sang her happy birthday, and it was just lovely. And I was talking to one of the couples that was there with us. I was talking to the girl, my friend Nati, and we were talking about work. We somehow got into talking about work, and I got inspired to pull out the book, which I was almost done with. I only had like one chapter left of Buy Back Your Time, and share with her some of the things I had learned in that book. It was like super fun. And as we're talking about that, her husband, Alex, comes in, and Alex has a podcast of his own, which I'll link in the show notes. And he's also a good friend of mine. So Alex sees the book on the table and he says, "Oh my God, Caro, that book is one of my favorite books of all time. Top five of all time. I love that book." So of course I ask him, like, "Well, have you implemented all the strategies of the book?" He says, "Yes, I want to know more." And before we know it, we are completely geeking out talking about this book and the strategies and how to implement them and how to apply them into our life. I was at the peak of joy. I understand what a nerd I am. I understand that personal development and productivity and personal growth literally lights my fire. I get so happy and so blissful when I am talking about these things, and to connect with somebody on a vacation that is willing to have these conversations with me was like the perfect combination. I was having a spark of bliss in that moment. It was so joyful. I can only compare it to somebody that maybe has like a passion about boating or something, or, you know, playing golf or race car driving or shopping or, you know, I don't know, anything. When you find somebody that will connect with you and will talk to you about the thing you love the most in the world, there is nothing better than that. So that totally made my trip just even happier. And I enjoyed that trip even more thanks to Alex. So shout out to Alex. I'll link his podcast in the show notes if you want to know what he does and what he's all about. He's a super cool guy. So anyway, those were all the things that I enjoyed this month. I'm thinking if there's anything else in Enjoy July that I loved. I mean, I traveled a lot with my family. This summer became kind of like a beach summer. It was the summer that I've gone the most times on beach vacations. We didn't have any big trip planned for the summer. So because of that, we did all these little mini vacations to the beach. And we did Fort Myers, we did Hutchinson, we did Marco Island, and then Sarasota. And it was really lovely to have that beach vacation. I always like to look back and see how oftentimes, in hindsight, when you connect the dots of your life and how your life flows, you start to find how sometimes subconsciously or inadvertently little themes start to make themselves. So there have been seasons where we've done a ton of escape rooms, and it's like the escape room season. There's been seasons where we've done a ton of theater, and then it's like the theater season. And this summer was like the beach summer. So I thought that was kind of fun. And I enjoyed that also. So those are the things that worked for me in July that were kind of wins. Okay, so now we move on to what do we want to carry into the next month, right? What do we want to take with us from July into August? And for me personally, it's the systems. Man, I have enjoyed creating systems in my life or implementing systems in my life. I want to carry this on forever, really, truly. I want to become a person and step into the identity of a systemized person. And I've been working a lot on this because it was not my default. I'm an organized person, but I'm not a systemized person at all. I find that I'm very creative and spontaneous. My girlfriend lovingly refers to me as the fire drill, you know, friend, right? I tend to think of things last minute. I'm very spontaneous. I'm in human design. I'm an emotional generator. So I work in response often. And because I work in response, then I have to wait to respond to something in order to create what I want. And it makes me for a very organic, spontaneous, fun person, but it also can be a nightmare for my team that works with me and also for sustainability in everything, in this podcast and my work and in life. There comes a point where it is unsustainable to live in that kind of response all the time. So what I've been working on this month is creating systems that allow me to have both. To both feed into that responder energy that I so enjoy, but also have default systems that give me some boundaries and some frameworks. And that's been really supportive and really helpful. And I want to carry that into next month. I want to carry that into the rest of my life if I can. I think it's just going to make me an elevated human. I believe that we are the CEOs of our life. And sometimes you're the CEO of your business too, but in my case, I'm the CEO of my business and my life. And in order to be the best CEO, I get to implement some systems and I've already begun and I do feel the difference. I feel very empowered by it. I am enjoying it and I want to carry it moving forward. So I'm really excited about that. So now we get to reflect on what didn't work so well in July. What is the things that you want to leave behind in July that you don't want to carry forward into the next month? And I got to tell you, there is something I want to leave behind in July. I find that the season of summer is very go, 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 go. But it is also, because of its energetic, long days, fun in the sun, vacation, vibe, energy, it is also a little chaotic and a little disorganized, and it lacks routines and rituals and rhythm. The rhythm is disrupted. That is not to say that I don't enjoy it. I enjoy it, but in a dose. I don't like to have that forever and ever and ever. I have created a life that I love. A life that I do not want to escape from. So when I take vacations, I always long to go back to this life and this rhythm that I love, to my routines and my rituals. I really enjoy it. So July was kind of like a vacation all at once, in a nutshell. It was like that was the vibe the whole summer. The kids are out of school. It's like we're combining work and play, and we're mixing both in, and there's not very set boundaries or routines. One week, I'm taking my kid to camp. The next week, he's not in camp. One week, I can make it to the gym. The next week, I can't make it to the gym. Every day is different. Every day has its own agenda. It's a little chaotic, and there's a lot of fun in that. There's a lot of opportunity for enjoyment. But it can also wear you down. It can be a little tiring. And I long for my rhythms and my routine back. So I will happily leave that energy in July. I will happily leave the vacation vibes in July. And I am getting ready to bring in a more steady vibe, which is how I feel about August. I feel like August is ending the summer season. It's getting you ready for the fall. There's a steadiness to it. It's like, come back to me. Come back to me, August. You know, it's more grounding, which I am longing for and I'm enthusiastic about. There's something else I want to share about this. Over the years, I have learned a lot about growth mindset and your neural pathways and how important it is to activate the different neural pathways in your brain. So I am not of the belief that you should have routines and habits that make you robotic. There is a beautiful energy in being ritualized and systemic that is great. That's why I'm trying to implement that more in my life. But there is also a danger to that, right? There's always like a con to that. And that is that if you get too robotic and too ritualistic and too systemic in your daily living, your neural pathways start to solidify and harden, and actually your brain starts to shrink. I heard a whole podcast episode about the science behind this, and it really impacted me. So what I love about July is that it is an interruption to those rhythms and routines and rituals, and I appreciate that, right? I look at it in my brain like, oh, I'm activating my neural pathways. That's why I love traveling, going away, being uncomfortable, doing challenges and resets and changing things up and not always sticking to one thing because of those neural pathways. So it's good. It's not that it's bad, but I also love to have a home to come back to, a return to that, the comfort of the rituals and the rhythms and the repetitive life and the routines that you enjoy. So that's kind of like another side note on that issue.
Hey, listener, I'm taking a quick pause because I have to let you know that I have just opened the doors to the Blissen Up Hub. This is a 6-month coaching circle where we are taking a deep dive into the frameworks that I've been teaching for the last 6 years with my one-on-one clients, with different groups, and on this podcast. And I am putting it all in one place for you to integrate into your life. We are going to have weekly coaching, seasonal challenges, and a sacred community to put these principles into practice and integrate in real time. I am so excited. We are kicking off this group on August 4th. The link is in the show notes. And now back to the episode.
So all this leads to naming the intention and the theme for August. Because now we know, right? We've taken the time to reflect on what happened in July, what was the season for you, what were the themes that you picked up from that season. Oh my goodness, I almost forgot this. I have so much to share with you today. The other thing that I enjoyed so much of July was remembering. I did 2 podcast episodes about it, the last 2, because something about July has produced this remembering energy in my heart and my soul. And I have found that to be just such an enjoyment of the month and of my life. It has brought me so much joy. Okay, now I really am going into August, I promise. Once you've done all of this reflecting and this noticing, this sets up the stage perfectly for you to name this upcoming month. What energy are you stepping into? What identity are you stepping into? What is your intention for the upcoming month? How do you want to feel? What would success look like for you at the end of the month? And we get to name that together as a collective, and you also get to name it as an individual. So for you, you can pick your own theme, or you can adopt the Blissen Up theme. Either one supports you. Either one is in your favor. You can do a combination of both. It is completely up to you. There's no rules in this game. There's only a methodology that you get to implement and integrate into your own life. You get to customize this for yourself. So as I thought about what energy I wanted in August, the theme that came to me was, drumroll please, Anchor August. The theme for this month is anchor. Get anchored into August. Now, what does it mean to anchor into August? If you've ever been on a boat before and you have dropped an anchor into the ocean, what happens? What does that do? The anchor digs into the ground and it keeps the boat steady. But here's what's beautiful about it. It keeps it steady, facing in one direction. And the anchor is a long anchor. So it gives the boat a little bit of an opportunity to shift to one direction or shift in the other direction. But what it does not allow is for the boat to drift away. August to me is about dropping the anchor into the reset of the direction of the life that you want to live. Okay. The summer months can have you drift away a little bit because of all the chaos and the disorganization. And the fall is a time to come back. It's a time to realign with your intentions, with your principles, with your habits, even with your thoughts. Fall is the time of harvesting. It's the upcoming season where we get to reap the benefits of the work that we've put in throughout the year. And I think one of the most beautiful ways to step into fall is by having spent August anchored in to our best life. Okay, so notice I used the word drift. Before I talk about nurturing the anchor theme, I kind of want to share this with you. And I've shared this book in the past, but I want to bring it up again because it's such an important concept. If you have ever read the book Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, to me, this is one of like the best books of all time. I find it to be a must read. I'll link up the book in the show notes. I invite you to add this book into your rotation. Read this book. It's a great book. But in Outwitting the Devil, Napoleon Hill defines a drifter as someone who lacks definiteness of purpose, a person who moves through life aimlessly, without clear goals, discipline, or control over their thoughts. Drifters are easily influenced by external circumstances and the opinions of others. They procrastinate, they avoid responsibility, and they are ruled by fear. This is what he calls a drifter. He says that non-drifters are people who are purposeful, intentional, independent thinkers, and take control over their thoughts. They are people who live in abundance and in self-mastery, in self-regulation, in self-leadership, and they are not governed by fear, even if fear jumps into the car from time to time. Anchor in August is about stepping into that identity, into the identity of a non-drifter. That is what I want for you. I want you to really think about what does that mean in your life. Maybe it's through your mindset. Maybe it's through your wellness habits. Maybe it's in your relationships. Whatever it is that you feel like maybe you've been drifting away, being a little bit aimless, or lacking self-awareness or self-leadership or self-responsibility, it's time to bring it back into the center. Now, the interesting thing about the anchor, like I said at the beginning, is that an anchor lets you shift from one direction to the other. Why is that important? Because consistency requires flexibility. We are not robots. We are not rigid. Takes us back to the neural pathways. We get to have both certainty and variety. They're the basic human needs in our lives, is to have a little bit of both. So an anchor is about anchoring you into the right path, but not holding you so tight that you feel like a prisoner. It wants to give you space. It wants to give you freedom. It wants to give you the opportunity. It's almost like you're picking a lane, but in that lane, you get to swerve a little bit to the right or to the left, right? There's wiggle room in your lane. So that's what I love about this idea of anchoring into August. So dropping the anchor in August could look like this, for example. Did you pick a word of the year? Have you revisited that word of the year? Maybe it's time to anchor into that word for the last few months of the year, right? What was that word? What was that intention that you picked up in the beginning of the year? Another thing is, are your kids going back to school? Maybe it's time to anchor into getting organized for the school year, getting everybody into the routine, into order, making sure that we are set in a way that nurtures the kids, but also nurtures your soul and your well-being also. Maybe your kids are off to college. Maybe you're anchoring in by getting them ready for college, and you're participating in getting their dorm room ready or helping them with the travel plans. Maybe anchoring in is getting the house in order. It's decluttering. It's getting yourself ready for the fall. It's cleaning out the space so that you can start a new season with joy and with intention. Maybe re-anchoring means getting into a regular routine with exercise or with eating habits, right? Whatever it is for you, this is the time to anchor in and reset and realign with what matters most and getting you in heading in an actual direction. For me personally, I am really, really excited because the date that this podcast episode releases on this last Sunday of the month, I am actually in NSA, which is the National Speakers Association Conference. Now, this conference is super important to me. My father started taking me to this conference when I was just 13 years old. And at the time, my father traveled all over the world. He was a motivational speaker. I didn't get to spend a lot of one-on-one time with him, but he joined this a speakers association and learned that they had a youth program that ran parallel to the speakers convention. So he decided to try it out and bring me to see what it would look like if we could go to this convention together. And what it became was he would go to the convention during the day. I would go to my convention during the day. And then at night, we would reconvene and we would talk about what we learned, talk about the speakers, share our experiences. We'd have dinner together. We would celebrate together. And it became one of the best weeks of my life. I would look forward to the week at NSA like if it was Christmas morning. All year, I would long for NSA. And he took me to this program every year, all through my childhood into my adult years. We never missed a year together. It was one of the most beautiful practices of our lives. For us, one of the reasons that it was so grounding was that it was through that convention that my father was able to align the work that he did with the love he had for his daughter. Like, I got to have a front seat at what this world look like, this personal development world was, why he loved it so much, and why his work mattered so much, why it was so important to him to do this work. And I became a partner in his journey, a partner in that project. So when we would go back home and he wasn't around and he was out traveling and working, I knew why he was doing it. There was purpose and meaning behind the work, and I celebrated that, and I didn't resent him for it. I actually enjoyed that he got to do this work. I admired the work, and I really became a partner in his work. So that was a really important convention for me, and I always longed to eventually take my kids to that convention. It was something that I really, really wanted to do. And unfortunately, my father passed away before my kids were old enough to attend the convention. You start the youth program when you're 10 years old, and my father passed away when Orly was just 7. So I never was able to merge, like to have my father there and my kids there at the same time. But the year Orly turned 10, I was at NSA with my kid, introducing him to the youth program. And then not only did I get to bring him, but I got to bring all three of my children. And eventually I was able to chair the youth program and run the youth program with my incredible friend and co-youth chair, Dan Thurman. Dan Thurman has a book called Off Balance on Purpose, and he talks about creating lifelines to the things that matter most in your life in order to create alignment. And NSA was one of our lifelines. And Dan and I got to work together in creating that lifeline for my children. And it's just, it's one of the things that I feel the most proud of, and I feel the most connected to. And now my kids all year long to go to NSA. I mean, they've already been asking every day, you know, when is NSA? When is NSA? They're calling out, they're calling their friends. It's like they are experiencing and living what I lived as a youth. And me, that I'm a person of a lot of tradition, I value tradition, I value a lot of rituals. And I didn't have a lot of those traditions growing up because I didn't have the most conventional family life. As you may know from other episodes, my life was very unconventional, so I didn't have that many traditions and rituals, but NSA was one of the traditions that I had. So to be able to pass that on to my children is an absolute gift. So for me to end July and begin August at NSA is dropping the anchor into my year. It's such an important time for me to reset and realign and drop that anchor and remember what this year's about. Spend some days looking at my purpose, looking at my business, looking at my life, reconnecting with myself and getting ready for a new season, which is coming. So now it is your turn. It is your day to decide, what does anchoring look like for you this August? Where have you been drifting? What are the rhythms you want to call back into your life? I invite you to sit with your journal and spend a little bit of time, doesn't have to be a long time, 5 minutes on this sacred Sunday, and drop the anchor in your life. Decide what you are anchoring into this August. And if you have chosen a different theme, then the exercise is still the same. I want you to spend a few minutes journaling. How are you going to nurture the theme that you chose for the month? Whether it's anchor or a different one, how will you nurture it? Look at your calendar. Look at the events that are coming up. Look at the habits you want to implement. Look at the identity you want to nurture. Look at the energy you want to show up this month in, and get to work. It's going to be amazing. So now that you've picked your theme, now let's put this into action. I would love to invite you to play with me and post a picture of yourself with a thumbs up or a picture of your calendar or a picture of something that symbolizes what you're going to do in August and use the hashtag AnchorAugust and tag me at Caroline De Posada on Instagram so that I can see what you are doing this August. If you tag me, that will allow me to feature you on my stories and hold you accountable, celebrate with you, and be a part of your journey this August. And lastly, I invite you to join me on August 2nd for our kickoff sunrise walk. Now, I host sunrise walks sporadically throughout the year, but this was, for me, a very important sunrise walk because it is dropping the anchor into August. It is kicking off the new month, and it is kicking off the hub, which I am starting on August 4th, which you're also invited to join. The Blissen Up Hub is a six-month coaching container in which we are going to do all of this work that I'm talking about in this podcast. We're going to do it together in real time. We're going to integrate these principles, these rhythms, these rituals. Every week, you get to come on Zoom and do hot seat coaching with me. You can literally coach with me week after week after week and implement this stuff into your own life, into your own unique circumstances, so that you're not just passively listening to this, but you are putting this work into action. I am super, super excited about this. So we've got a lot to do together. This month is going to be a great month. We're going to kick it off with the sunrise walk. We are launching the Blissen Up Hub, and we are anchoring in August. That is all I've got for you this week. I know it's been a little longer than usual, but I had a lot to share. So to close this up, let's make this month the month we anchor into a life that allows bliss to find us. Have a sacred Sunday, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.